As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's draft day on a Hurts day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the link. Today, a reprieve from the Phillies as we get to talk about the Eagles in the NFL draft. Ike, how are we feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, welcome to draft day. This is where dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
On this night. Excited for it. Jackie Baseball, you ought to be thankful it's draft day today.
Yeah.
We move on. How about your boy?
135 feet. You know what that is?
What?
How high the Betsy Ross and Walt Whitman bridges are.
You checked?
Yeah, I checked.
Is that high enough?
Just high enough.
Yeah.
Must win series this weekend. Happy it's draft day. Ready to move on, but Phil's maybe talk at 3 o'clock. So.
Yeah. No, we're not letting them off.
It's a disaster, but yeah. I'm happy to be here as we celebrate Super Bowl champions.
Yes.
With a real team, am I right?
Yes.
You are right.
Yes. A real team, a championship team. So we have a big show today as we lead you up to the NFL draft, and there is nowhere else you need to listen as you get ready for the draft tonight and even through the draft, as WIP will have coverage all through the evening until the Eagles pick. On the show today, 2:30, Ruben Frank will be here with us. Have a little fun with Rube. Then at 3:30, my defensive line YouTube big board.
Big day.
Yeah, okay. Big day. I might not be able to reveal the player I want until I reveal that, actually. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 4 o'clock, as does Mike Mayock, our NFL draft expert. Well, Mayock, it'll be a very big show. And as Jack mentioned, at some point, the Phillies are not getting off scot-free today, as we will have to talk about them, as I thought about them for a long time on my walk. So it is a big day for the Philadelphia Eagles, as we think they will select a player tonight. Of course, it's possible. We've been through this before, where we go through all night, they end up trading out and not getting a player at all. But I think what we're all, like, locked in on defense with that first pick, and locked in on whether it is a secondary guy or it's a defensive line guy. Mm-hmm. They have needs both, right? They lost Darius Slay. They lost CJ GJ. They also lost Josh Sweat. They lost Milton Williams, so they have needs on the defensive line as well. For you, secondary or defensive line with that first pick?
Well, I would be okay with either one. I think both are needs of position. I mean, needs of
positions of needs.
That's what I wanted to say. Yes, position of needs for the Eagles to address tonight. So I wouldn't be surprised if either one of those positions are the ones they address in the first round. I'll tell you what, we haven't talked enough about the cornerback position and, you know, being able to secure that spot opposite Quinyon Mitchell. So here's what I'll tell you. I look at the defense, right, and I say the most important positions over there are the ones who impact the quarterback. Now, we know tradition, defensive line, that's where you start at. The defensive ends, the pass rushers, they get after the quarterback. We understand that. But I think if you think about the cornerback position, it has started to jump right up there where the defensive ends are, especially if you get a good to great one. You get a difference maker at that position. Then you're looking at something.
Nah, your mic ain't working. Yeah. Try, there you go. Don't touch it.
Yeah. All right. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
All right. You get someone at that position, and I think he could have just as much of an impact on the passing game and your overall defense, if not more. I think last year's defense is a prime example of that. When we think about why the defense went to number one, it wasn't because they added Jalix Hunt to the defense. No, it's because of Quinyon Mitchell, CJ GJ, and Cooper DeJean. That's to me, and obviously Zach Bond and what he did at the middle linebacker
position. Yeah, a little something in the middle linebacker.
But the secondary allows those other guys to be able to flourish. We were number one versus the pass, or one of the top five teams versus the pass, not because we got great pressure or pass rush or sacks on the quarterback. It's because we did a great job in coverage. So there's a couple corners I'm looking at. Maxwell Harrison, a guy I've talked about out of Kentucky. I think his physical attributes along with his athletic ability are off the chart. It's what makes him a number one type corner in the NFL. Very, very similar to the type of player Quinyon Mitchell is as well, exactly with the speed. And Trey Amos, you think about that Ole Miss defense. We look at Walter Nolan and what he's doing up front, as well as other guys on that defense. Amos is the player in the back end of that defense that made plays to help that Ole Miss defense be what it was. So if we can't get the defensive lineman up front that we want, I don't want to force taking a D lineman when I think there could be a cornerback there with not equally, if not higher, sort of traits that can help your defense continue to be a number one defense, or at least get back to being that. So I look at that and I say, I know we're focused in up front. Don't overlook the secondary, particularly the cornerback position.
215-592-9494. We usually do On the Record Friday, but it's going to be On the Record Thursday because the Phils are going to be playing on the Record Friday. Nah. So On the Record Thursday, would you rather have a secondary player or a player on the defensive line with the Eagles' first pick tonight? 215-592-9494. So I hear what you're saying about not forcing the defensive line. And I also hear what you're saying about the sort of like the strength of the Eagles last year was in the back half of the defense rather than the front half.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and I'm not just counting what the defense did, but I almost think we got a little lucky with it happening that way. You know, we put great pressure on Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl and pressure on Jaden Daniels in the NFC Championship game. But if you had to pick a spot on the defense last year that was not as strong as the other spots, it was certainly defensive line aside from Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. You know, toward the end of the year, we got good play out of Nolan Smith. We did get some good play out of Jalix Hunt. You know, Bryce Huff is somewhere. We got, you know, good play in the first half of the year from Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
But I almost think to an extent, we got a little lucky. And, the Eagles have always been trenches on both sides of the ball. And I don't want to take a guy with a third round grade with a 32nd pick in the draft.
Marcus Smith.
Like right. And that's, you end up doing something like that when you mm-hmm. reach. But I'd almost rather if they trade up and get one of the defensive linemen, because I just think they're going to need somebody there. I know they did a couple of bargain bin things in the offseason.
Yeah.
But if we're really looking at, and I'm not counting Bryce Huff. If he proves to me he can do it, that's fine.
He's
not. Yeah. So if we're going into the year with really Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt as your two primary edge guys, I just don't think it's enough. And I think that they are going to, no matter what happens at cornerback, they're going to need to get more pressure on the quarterback next year. And they lost, you could argue, they lost the guy who did it on the edge. They lost their best guy in Josh mm-hmm. Sweat. Mm-hmm. He's not an all-pro level guy, but he was certainly their best guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost Milton Williams, who got pressure from the inside. Didn't get any sacks, but got pressure. And I really think they need to come out of tonight with a defensive lineman. I really do. And if it means trading up, then it means trading up. But I just think they got a little lucky last year being as successful as they were without getting that sort of pressure out of the defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't force it. If you want to move up
right.
to get a top-level talent, all right. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that, you know, if that's what they come back with. I just don't want them to be sitting there and there's this feel or need that we got to get a pass rusher because look at our defensive line, and we take a guy based on need when you can have a guy from a man-to-man coverage guy to put with your young secondary. Man, you remember the days of Bobby, Troy, Al Harris? Remember those days? Like, you know, Lito.
Yep.
Sheldon. Yep. Al Harris. Like, those, like, I mean, we got, you imagine Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, another top corner on the other side. Listen, man, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it.
215-592-94.
It's a passing league. We need cover guys.
That's it. Well, it might not be a passing league anymore. We don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, we may be trendsetters.
Yeah, team just ran their way to a title.
Yeah. Jack, defensive line or secondary?
So I think one of those guys are going to pop. The Uche, the Ojulari.
Really?
I do. Like, listen, everything the Eagles touch ends up working out. So, yeah, one of those guys is gonna end up being good.
Can't believe anything he said.
Yeah.
But I'm being serious. Like, their biggest mistake was Bryce Huff, and they still won the Super Bowl. Whatever. I think one of those guys are going to pop. So I'm with Ike. Like, I would rather go for a secondary type tonight. Like, Kelee Ringo can be a part of the mix. I don't know if I want him starting every single day.
Right.
And I want to keep Cooper DeJean in that nickel spot. That's what matters the most to me. And, you know, Quinyon's unbelievable. Love Quinyon Mitchell. Already a top three favorite Eagle for me. But that someone on the other side just matters more than another edge guy. And I'm pretty high on Jalix Hunt. Maybe it's just I'm still super bowled up. But he was great. Like, he was great during that time. And he can spend all offseason getting stronger. Seems like he has a super high motor. I'm pretty in on Jalix Hunt as a possible three down player, but getting someone opposite of Kelee Ringo just matters more to me.
All right. 215
Mitchell.
Whatever.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. On the record Thursday. What do you want the Eagles to do tonight? Defensive line or secondary? And for next question today, you just gotta give us the guy that you want tonight. One guy. If you could have one guy.
One
Ike,
guy?
If you could have one guy tonight.
Oh wow. If I could have one guy?
One guy. It's gotta be your Kentucky guy. Come on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, but I like Trey Amos too.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I'll go with Maxwell Harrison.
Okay, Maxwell Harrison.
Harrison.
Hairston.
Oh, here we go. We got Stickler today. Meanwhile, Jahan Dotson. Yeah. Why don't you calm down over there?
Yeah, the
jeez.
Did you hear that?
The disdain in his voice. It's draft day. He's locked in. I get it. Yep. I appreciate it.
Okay, football guy.
Yeah. Jahan Dotson, the guy's fifth-year option declined, okay?
Jack, who's your guy?
I'm going to go get Tyler Warren.
Oh, come on,
man. Give me an elite weapon.
A tight end.
You know I'm a tight ends man.
Yeah. Are you? You like tight ends?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. And I'm not giving my guy because I can't give him.
You're such a coward.
No, I can't give him until I do my defensive line big board. I can respect. He's
that.
On the big board. Yes. I just don't want to give it away before the big board.
Yes.
All right. So 215-592-9494 on the record Thursday. Do you want the Eagles to go defensive line or secondary? And next question is going to be: give us your. If you get one guy tonight for the Eagles, who is that guy leading us off? Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, you better get that big boy rolling, baby. Today's the day, baby. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I'm
in lockstep with my boy, the Ohio legend, my brother Jackson Frizz. Listen, this is me, though.
John.
I don't know. This is a rumor. I know Spike say people don't drop. I love Maxwell Harrison. I love Trey Amos. But if it's true about this boy, they saying Will Johnson might not go for I don't know who. Listen, I'm a Big Ten guy. And when I told people about Cooper DeJean last year, when you want to know how somebody going to do in NFL, you got to see how they do against receivers in college that ball. Listen, Maxwell Harrison, he in the SEC. He going up against guys out of LSU, Bama. Same thing with Trey Amos. My guy Will Johnson. Look what he did against Marvin Harrison Jr. Look what he did against Jeremiah Smith.
Okay.
Listen, he the best cover corner in the draft. Over the dude going number two. I don't care. People can say I'm a hater all I want. That dude, I have not seen that guy lock down anybody of greatness yet. You know what I'm saying? When I look at the edge rushers in this draft, I feel like it's a lot of guys that are very similar. If I'm the Eagles, listen, I don't know if the rumor true or not. The Giants, look, y'all want Dallas Goedert. Listen, we can talk about Kayvon Thibodeau because y'all going to draft Abdul Carter. Y'all already prayed Brian Burns. Hey man, go ahead and send.
Kayvon Thibodeau is not that good. This is what I say. He is a good player. He's a good player to have. But I think, I think the perception of him having is a little bit better than what he actually is. He disappears.
Kayvon Thibodeau was in this draft. He would be rated higher than a lot of these players that people got. Dominic Isoruku and all them dudes. He would be rated higher than them. I get it. He might not be Abdul Carter, but we ain't got a chance to get him.
I'd take him for Dallas Goedert.
Well, yes, I would take him for Dallas Goedert.
That's what I'm saying. We traded Jahan Dotson.
Oh, here we go.
Commanders.
That guy's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, you can't even get his name right.
Listen. So it's like, I'm not going to sit. I know his name. I was poking at Ike.
I can't remember which one it is.
Now, Corey,
it was one underthrown ball from a catch in the Super Bowl.
Corey, what I meant about not actually dropping is the guy might go lower than the public perceived, but he was always low. Do you know what I mean?
100% what you meant. I'm just saying, Will Johnson, I mean, Ike could tell you.
He's a good corner.
In the Big Ten. And they talking about Daniel Jeremiah don't even got him in his first round. They say he dealing with an injury. They told me N'Kobe Dean had a shoulder injury, right? Well, I'm still trying to figure out where that shoulder injury was. He went third round. Just be truthful. Y'all ain't think he was that good. That's okay. If Will Johnson is there for us to get at 32 or in the 20s, I want y'all to go get him.
Listen, we can't take every Buckeye.
Will Johnson went to Michigan.
Oh, no, you're right. Michigan.
Well, and we just lost a good Wolverine.
No, you're not thinking Will Howard when you're saying Will Johnson.
Nah, come on, man.
He's a good backup, though, Will Howard.
So listen, that's my guy. If Will Johnson is, and he ain't going like top 10, top 15, that's who I want. Go get him. That's all. Because in the second round, Landon Jackson, Jack Sawyer, all them guys is very, very similar with the first round guys. It's not going to be no huge drop-offs. It's Abdul Carter, and it's a whole bunch of guys that's very similar.
We're using our second round pick on a QB. So,
no, we not. No, we're not. It's like Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and everybody else. You know,
all
like
right,
that.
Okay, there it is. Corey of Columbus. Corey just listing off players. Just player. I I think I need another year here before I can become, you know, my 2 years of YouTube Big Board, I'm starting to get into the draft more. But there's just so many freaking guys.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so many. I
could use a top 10 pick for your YouTube Big Board.
Yeah. You know what I really need to do next year? I actually got to just start watching college football.
See, here's the problem.
Yeah.
You don't have a team that you follow. So, like, Corey's like me. We follow Ohio State. Yeah, we follow a team, so we can see them play multiple teams and get an idea of certain players.
Is it okay? Could I – now, even though I went to Syracuse, they're a fraud college football team. Could I adopt
– You had Kyle McCord as your second-best quarterback.
Well, he was awesome. He's awesome, and he should be a top 10 pick. But could I take, like, a Big Ten or an SEC team as my, like – My football team to follow. That way, I end up following those players more.
Sure,
I think I
can.
Might need to do that.
I don't think you fit in with SEC culture, though.
No,
I don't see it. To be honest,
more
with you.
Big Ten guy.
I could see you be more like a Big Ten guy.
Really? Yeah. What's wrong with me and SEC culture?
Well, hold on. You're gonna follow Penn State?
No,
absolutely not.
Well, who's Penn State's biggest rival? Is it Michigan or
Ohio State?
Then I'll take Ohio State.
Okay.
Yeah, then they'll be my.
You're right there with Corey.
Yeah, then I'll be with Corey.
That's perfect.
Corey and I will be brothers in arms.
Perfect for you, actually.
Really?
You scream Ohio State.
The Ohio State University.
But just know Penn State is not Ohio State's biggest rival.
Yeah, Ohio State's biggest rival is Michigan.
Well, yes. So what I'll do, it's perfect, actually. I won't even concern myself with Penn State. Like, when they start calling up to argue with me,
right,
I'll
you look
like,
at them like, eh.
I got my eyes on Michigan.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And you just won the Natty.
Yep.
So that makes it a little bit easier.
There we go.
You just won the Natty.
Dude, I'm going to buy a hat tonight. I'm an Ohio Statesman.
I can totally see it.
Yep, I'm in.
You scream Ohio State.
215-592-9494. On the record Thursday, you want the Eagles to take a defensive lineman or secondary, and next question today, give us the one, if there's one guy you could get them to take tonight, who would it be? Paul in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? Y'all ready for the day?
Yes,
up,
sir.
Paul?
All right, man, listen. I think that Howie might just jump up and surprise everybody.
Okay.
You know who I want? And I know Corey just said it, but listen. Abdul Carter, bro. We need a DN.
Would you trade
how are we
going
to get up there to get it?
Yeah, how are we getting Abdul Carter?
Okay, so where is he going? Like,
well, let's say he's the fourth pick. It has to be the fourth pick.
Yeah, because they're not the Giants aren't.
The Giants aren't. Yeah, they're not giving us Saquon Barkley and Abdul Carter.
Yeah, so you're going to have to get to number four.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to get lucky that he falls to number four. But let's say that you trade up to four. How do you get number four?
I would just probably put up some money.
Yep, just do it, Howie. Yep, just do it.
Some money.
Well, you going to bribe him?
I'm sure the Patriots are hurting for money.
Who, the Patriots? What?
Well, they have the fourth pick.
Right.
Yeah. This is dynamite.
You think this trade all the way out?
Yeah.
Right,
do you have anything personally you could offer?
I could offer my knowledge.
Well, it doesn't seem like we're getting much of that.
Yeah, do you have a firstborn? Yeah.
See?
So you have any children?
Would you trade A.J. Brown for the fourth pick?
Hell no.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Some stuff out there. About.
Yeah, no, we good with that.
How about
no.
Bryce Huff in a three?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
What about the Phillies franchise? Would you trade them?
The entire franchise?
Yeah, for the fourth pick?
Yep.
Yep.
There you go. All right.
So would I.
I'll do it all day.
All right, Paul.
All day.
All
right, Joe.
Dynamite stuff, Paul.
Dynamite stuff. Absolutely dynamite stuff. Abdul Carter.
Yeah, how are we getting him?
Yeah.
Money?
Just money.
Bribe him? That's like your theory with the Sixers draft. Just tell Josh Harris to pay.
Yeah, rig it.
Rig the draft.
Well, but the difference is
that could happen.
Yeah, they've rigged the NBA draft before. Frozen envelope, Ewing. Like,
that could happen.
It happened. Rig it. I think, you know, part of the rigging was the Sixers agreeing to stay in South Philly and split an arena with the Flyers, which is what the NBA wanted them to do.
Okay.
So they traded away their downtown arena in exchange. The NBA will rig the NBA lottery.
And we're getting Cooper Flagg?
Well, yeah, we're getting Cooper Flagg.
Well, and they rigged it for them, the Ben Simmons draft. Fire Hankey, we'll give you the first pick.
Yes, they already rigged it once for him before.
Do it again.
Yeah.
That backfired on us, though.
It did backfire.
It did backfire.
You know, looking back on it, that is the one pick that if they had gotten right, maybe it, well, I'm sorry.
It's a good time to bring this up.
Sorry. Sorry. All right. Ruben Frank is here. We'll join us next. Rube for an hour.
Rube really liked that last caller's idea, I could tell.
Yeah, Rube. What do you think? He wanted to trade. Our last caller wanted to trade up for Abdul Carter. I asked how, and he said money. Do you think there is a money way we could do it?
I don't think so.
No, we'll pay our way up there.
Yeah, pay our way up. Rube joins us next. It is NFL draft day. We're at the Link. We'll be here all night long until the Eagles make their pick, or don't make a pick, but until the Eagles make their pick. The question for today is on the record Thursday. Would you rather they go secondary or defensive line? For next question today, if there's one player you could get out tonight, who is it? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.